This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
No doubt when you were growing up, some adult admonished you to say what you mean and mean what you say. That advice should be spread far and wide when politicians, commentators, and others use words and phrases without any precision. When the New York Times hired Sarah Jung, critics pointed to all of her tweets and verbal attacks on white people and law enforcement. J.G. McCullough, in a recent commentary, reminds us that one of the defenses of her horrible statements was that all of this was done satirically and hyperbolically. Well, using extreme language and hyperbole may get you hired at the New York Times, but it won't work in the real world. While taking a tour of the White House, say you wish you could kill the president. See how that works out for you. While you're in a police station, say that you wish all the cops would die. I doubt you'd get a linguistic pass for that statement. And the term fake news used to be applied to websites, like The Onion, that use satire to make a political point. Today, the term has been so overused that it's almost meaningless. For most people today, the term fake news is used to describe a story or a news organization they dislike. And while we're talking about hyperbole and fake news, we need to mention the president's tweets. Some of his defenders try to defend his indefensible comments by saying we shouldn't always take what he writes literally. No, we should take the words and actions of a president seriously. We also have heard the term deep state used indiscriminately. It used to mean a nefarious group of insiders in a foreign government. Today, it's often used to describe some federal bureaucrat you don't like and don't trust. These are just a few examples of why our elders told us to say what you mean and mean what you say. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.